I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome to another episode of 2-9 a Rider. Para hindi nakakahiya.
Lima na.
Thank you.
Yung nag-heart pa na dalawa.
All right. Sumatanggap kami rin ng ano? Anong yung stars? Stars ba yun?
Yung donation.
Oo. Inactivate ko na yung account. Aris, what's happening tonight?
Hi. Good evening, guys. Good evening sa mga viewers. Yesterday was a big day for, you know, motorcycle media. Kasi nag-press call nitong Motorcycle Development Participants Development Program Participants Association, also known as MDPPA. Ito yon, apat na Japanese brands ang nagko-consist dito. Nag-report about the sales performance nitong Honda, Yamaha, Suzuki, and Kawasaki in not that particular order, ha? Interesting, these four Japanese brands, they call this the big four, Japanese brands, they sold a total of 1.54 million total bikes in 2022. Yung 2021, they sold 1.43 million units. But kung talagang nagko-cover kayo ng industry reports na ganito, I can say na malayo to sa target nila kasi nakatikim na sila ng more than 2 million during the pre-pandemic times. Kaya malaki pa rin ang habulin nila. And, you know, I don't think it's about the demand for Japanese bikes. I have a feeling na talaga nagka-catch up yung mga tinatawag nating et cetera before. Yung mga Chinese brands, other brands na may scooter na sila. And also, yung ano pala, all of your big bikers, di ba? Mas ma-owners din ng big bikes. And I think it's interesting to say, to highlight yung report ng MDPPA na compared sa 1.54 million na nabenta nila, which consists about, you know, majority, a big majority are small bikes, 400cc below. Ang total sales ng big bikes ng apat na ito is only 12,622.
Ano, marami talaga yung market ng big bikes, no?
Yeah, pero alam mo, tanungin mo yung ordinary people, pahulaan mo sila, iisipin nila, yung big bikes, siguro yung total, kasi ang sabi ng LTO, 3 years ago, ang registered motorcycle sa atin, 18 million. Para yung mga ordinary people, tanungin mo sila, pahulaan mo, oy, ilan tingin nyo ang big bike sa Pilipinas? Mga 1 million, sir?
Sabi ano wala ba? Eh. Ang yayabang na mga naka-big bike eh. Lakas na ang lakas na mga horn.
Very busy.
Pinasara nga yung ano eh. So, pinasara nga yung BGC Tambike eh.
anyway. Kasiyahan ko na lang. Pare, ang doon sa 1.54 million, excited na kasi doon tayo sa dalawang guest natin na i-introduce ko eh. So 1.54 million, more than 50% ang sales niyan scooters. Okay? Ang pamangalawa, 54% actually yung mga scooters, tawag nila automatic transmission motorcycles. Pamangalawa, akala ko dati moped, yung tawag ng MDPPA sa mga underbone, moped. Ang business unit yung pumapangalawa with a total of 334,671 units or 21% of the total sales. So malayo pa rin sa scooters. Ang scooters pala 58%. Ngayon, okay, yung pangalawa, yung tawag nila most budget-friendly motorcycle, yung moped nga, yung mga underbone, which is 253,873 or 16% of last year's sales.
May comments ako. Pero Aris, introduce mo muna yung mga guest natin.
Sige, wala na yung sales na yan. Diyan man tayo.
Ito pa mga comments rin sila.
Hindi, nanon na. Kasi wala akong chismis for tonight eh. Sabi ni Sarah, sabi ng mga guest natin, bawal daw eh. Okay, may immunity kayo for tonight only ha. That ends at 12:00 midnight. Okay, introduce ko na. Naku, we're very lucky. Alam mo, a lot of people see them around. Ang Google sila yung pagbukat ng helmet. Wow, babae! Wow, ang ganda! Talagang they're riding big bikes. Very visible sila sa community, sa big bike community. Halos lahat ng events ata nakikita ko sila eh. And I can't wait to tell their names, no? I'll start with, siyempre, yung una ko nakilala, si Inday. Alin Diaz. Nilaglag na pala yung former surname.
Akala ko, exempted ka.
Hindi pa rin.
Ay, phone, hindi ngayon.
Grabe, walang off the record talaga kay Ari.
Grabe talaga. Hindi ko mapigilan. Kasi siguro naman, sabi, uy, ba't kaya nilaglag yung surname nun? Eh, baka mabantot pakinggan kaya nilaglag niya. Yan naman. Anyway, yan po si Arlene Diaz. Hi, Arlene. I'm caller na lang. Inday Rider. Marami yeah. Din siya.
Para safe na lang. Inday Rider na lang.
Sige. Arlene, sabit sa Arlene eh.
Okay.
Go, Inday Rider.
Hello, good evening. Good evening, everyone. This is very nice na makakasama kami dito sa Tunay na Rider. Natuloy din. Parang matagal na itong plano before, but at least ngayon natuloy din. And I'm happy that you gave us this opportunity actually to be here then. To, you know, it's our month this March. So, saktong-sakto lang yung maraming pag-chichismian si Sir Ari.
Kaya sila nandito is ano, International Women's Month. Tama? Yeah. Lumapas na yun eh. International Women's Day. Kailan ba yun? Early?
Yung 8 ata yun.
8.
Basta, we're okay. Celebrating the whole month actually. The whole month.
Mayroon ba yata ang day? Whole month lang talaga?
May day. Meron. And then they extended it to the month.
Oh. Okay.
Dapat ano yun eh. All year round dapat yun eh.
Correct.
Yeah. Oh, doon naman tayo muna. Standby muna, Inday Rider. Introduce ko naman itong pangalawang guest natin. Naku, equally interesting itong second guest natin. Si Miss Sara Tanyada, also known as Miss Sara Moto. Welcome to Tunay na Rider, Sara.
Hi, it's a pleasure to be here in TNR.
Wait, no holds barred to, ha?
Kuya, kinakamakan talaga ako sa iyo.
Biro lang. Wholesome tayo, wholesome.
Wholesome.
Women's month ang pag-uusapan natin. Oh, yes. Sino unang gusto magtanong dito sa dalawa?
I have a simple question, which is what we ask all of our guests. How did you ladies get into writing? Mm. Inday?
Yeah. Well, I actually, college days pala na, I used scooter already. But I started last year lang. Anyway, I started really writing 2019 lang. Already a mom, married na and everything. Kasi nga hindi ako pinayagan ng parents ko no before if I wanted talaga the big bike. But I learned I was influenced by Bikers Unlimited. The group nila Tipoy, nila Papa Jeff, yan. So they were my friends nung college. So OBR na ako sa kanila noon. Then hindi nga ako pinayagan. So I pursued my dream of riding 2019 na. Prior to pandemic.
So what was the catalyst? What made you think, you know, 2019, I want to ride?
Though because my kids were already big, malalaki na, may time na mag-aral, mag-train. So I went into Honda training. Then from there, talagang lumabas lahat yung love ko for riding. So tuloy-tuloy na siya.
Nice. What about you, Zara? Moto?
Ako naman, I started riding way back, ano? Actually, a year ago. Ano ko eh? Wala talaga akong alam. College? Oh, very good. Sige, pwede na natin i-claim na college lang ako noon. So anyhow, I started riding a year ago. So nagsimula ako as an OBR. And then, very funny nga kasi, alam mo, di ba, usually sa, ano yun, Petron, San Pedro, di ba, morning breakfast ride, ganon. Nakita ko yung Rebels. So, nung nakita ko yung Rebels, unang umano sa mata ko, ay, si Inday, oh my God, kinikilig ako. Sabi ko ganon.
Wow. Alam mo,
lahat naman tayo parang nagsimula sa, actually sa channel ni Inday. Kasi if you search on YouTube, lahat ata ng klase ng bike, makikita mo doon. So, siya yung parang simula. Uy, parang kaya. Pag kaya niya, kaya ko din ganun. So, then, syempre, since siya yung pinaka-model mo.
Before you go on, what is the Rebels for the people who don't know?
Okay.
You know, Star Wars,
diba? Star Wars? Ano yun?
Sorry. Gino Rufino will know why. Maybe nobody else.
Okay. Well, Ate Arlene, go ahead. The Rebels. What is the Rebels?
The Rebels kasi actually started, like, 3 years na kasi kami din eh, the group. It started actually pandemic. It started again, the Rebels, because all of us started with the Honda Rebel 500. Yeah, we were like eight riders, the lady riders, the Honda Rebel 500. So we named it the Rebels. Yes. Tapos then there's one lady rider na si Jazz who rides in Bristol. So parang lumapit sa akin and said, Ate Indoy, baka na pwede sumama kasi hindi rebel yung bike ko. So then we decided to open the group to different brands already. But we remained the name The Rebels. Kasi nga we all started from there. So then the rest is history na. So before we were like 8 lang and now counting, we're like 60 already in the group.
Dami
wow. Dumadami na yan. Dumadami na rin ng mga lady riders.
62 to be exact.
So pinaka lady rider talaga.
I have a question. Yeah. Kasi yung wife ko, marunong na rin siya mag-clutch. Pero parang gusto niya rin mag-big bike.
Pansin wait, nakikin mo ba natapos yung kay Zara?
Ha? Ay, sorry. Sorry.
Hold muna, Mami. Sorry. Zara. Sorry, I just needed to explain who the Rebels were. Go, please continue.
Sana nga ba tayo? So anyway, the Rebels, yun nga. I saw the Rebels dun sa Pitman San Pedro. And then syempre nainganyo tayo, di ba? And then, hindi pa nga maalala ni Ate Arlene yun. I was so proud na meron akong first selfie with the lady group riders. Hindi pa ako marunong nito. And then, I stalked her. Sabi ko, ay, ganito pala yung ginawa ni Inday. Gagahin natin. Honda driving school. Tapos, ang hindi ko pala nagagay. HPG, yung mga ganon. Yung EMRC, wala pa tayo doon. Pero, she inspired me. And then, when I got into Rebels, you know, the friendship grew. Ang dami palang commonalities. Tapos, doon na yung na-addict na talaga sa pagra-riding. Parang every week, may ride na. Tapos, kumbaga ano nga eh, yung iba, di ba, matagal na nagre-ride. Pero ako kasi, kami kasi, sa sobrang addict namin mag-ride, halos every day, every other day, yung saddle time ng 3 years na rider, parang nakuha ko within 1 year lang. Kasi nga, syempre palaging nag-ride, alam mo yun. So, then on, after that, doon na nagsimula na I started to love bikes as well. Kasi nga, nung, di ba, nung nakwento ko nga nakaraan na ano siya, I'm a mom. And then I'm a business woman. So when biking was introduced to me, it opened a lot of, parang, ay, kaya ko pala. Parang ganon. It opened a lot of doors. Tsaka lumabas ka kasi sa comfort zone mo. So nung nagsimula yun, tuloy-tuloy na. Tapos ayun na. Na wala na. Ito na. Nandito na tayo. Nag-i-event tayo ng mga, ano,
yeah.
Mga kapayahan.
Pasok, Maki Aganon.
Okay.
Nakalimutan
ko na. Hindi.
About
Christ. Right now,
Nicolás. Yeah. Oh, tapos, napansin ko, all of you started with the Honda Rebel. Kasi I'm also considering kumuha na rin ng Rebel para sa kanya.
Akala so, mo kung dislado yung bibilin mo para kay Chris.
Sa akin yun eh.
He's in hers. Ganun dapat.
Oh, okay, he's in hers.
Rebel.
Bakit ano, ang question ko, ano yung what makes it yung Rebel easy para sa beginner?
Number one, it's ano, low seat. Kasi it adds more confidence in riding when abot mo yung, I mean, flat foot ka ba. So usually talaga ang nire-recommend ko sa lahat ng lady riders is the Honda Rebel or any cruiser, basta abot nila. Kasi in clutch compared to a scooter, automatic, sa clutch, marami kang iniintindi sa manual eh. You're doing, all of your hands are doing something, paa mo, and everything. So, malilito pa yung beginner. So, ang pinaka sinasuggest ko talaga, basta muna, abot. Para ang concentration ng rider na beginner would be the controls muna. Kasi once na kapag tumaas ka agad yung bike, you're gonna be, kumbaga, poproblemahin mo na yung weight, poproblemahin mo na yung taas, yung balance, too much balance. So, masyado siyang heavy for a starter. So, we usually talaga suggest yung mga cruiser na mababa. Yun. So, malapit na rin ba namin ma-recruit yan?
Ma-recruit na pag nakita na natin siya. Pasama mo na sa amin. For sure, oh, Rebel na.
Yes.
Wala.
Oh,
what other bikes? Oh, nga.
Ano yung height ni Chris?
5'1", 5'2".
And in seat?
Okay naman. Okay naman. Hindi, abot niya yung mga, ano, mga TMX, mga gano'n. Flat foot siya sa gano'n.
So what other bikes would you recommend for Chris, aside from the Rebel?
Like for me, for example, kasi I started out with the CB500X naman. Siguro another thing to consider when you choose your first bike is the power. Kasi pag baguhan ka, tapos bigla kang pumunta sa isang inline 4 o kaya MTS, sabihin na natin, malakas yung torque power nun. So as a newbie rider, hindi siya advisable. Though for me naman kasi, ako kasi I'm a 5'5", 5'6" height. For me, hindi ako nagsimula sa Rebel. Kasi masyado naman siyang mababa for me. Yeah. For me lang ha, personal preference lang to. So, which, nung tinignan ko sa market, okay, sino yung same level of the Rebel, Honda Rebel? So, tinignan ko yung CB500X. Okay, this is perfect for my inseam, my height, kung ano din yung pinaka-sitting position na gusto ko, upright siya. So, yun yung mga kinonsider ko noon. And then I ended up with the CB500X. Yun. So yeah, basta ang importante, power talaga ng bike, kailangan talaga i-consider. Mahirap naman yung feeling mo, kaya mo, 'di ba? Which take note, hindi ko kinahihiyan, dumaan ako sa ganon. 'Di ba? Kapag kayong nagbi-big bike ka, para bang gusto mo, ay, gusto ko yung maangas, yung gusto mo yung parang cool ka. So dumaan ako sa ganon actually. My ever first bike was a hand-me-down from my husband, which is the CB650. So, feeling ko, cool ko nun. Ginamit ko siya. So, mga 1 to 2 months lang. And then eventually, at the end of the day, parang sabi ko, hindi ako comfortable sa riding. Hindi tama yung nararamdaman ko kapag lumalabas ako. So, nag-downgrade ako noon and then I went to CB500X. Mm-hmm. Then on, doon nagsimula, you know, you enjoy what you're doing, mas na lumalayo ka, hindi ka na kinakabahan. Yun yung, kasi since yun naman talaga yung pinaka-essence when you're riding a bike.
Yeah. You start from the una muna 400, 500. Kasi yung power nga rin, you have to learn to control it. Eh. But best actually, pinaka-best talaga, mag-aral talaga siya sa training school muna. Yan yung best talaga.
Hey, question. Yung pagpiliin, siyempre, aside from the bike, I'm sure, interesado kayo palagi, ah, bumili ng riding gear, riding apparel. Ganong katagal kayo pumili ng apparel compared to buying a party dress? Pareho lang ba? Yung, anong ko matagal kayo pumili, di ba?
sa gear?
Yeah, sa gear, sa gear.
Oh, kailangan kasi syempre ko ang bike mo cruiser, dapat tempo din yung dapat nandiyan yung gear. So, or kaya na no, pagka adventure dapat tempo rin yung boots mo, yung mga ganun. Parang ano din? Parang dress up din.
Mas matagal pa yung lalaki.
Mas maarte ang lalaki, kuya.
Kuya.
Proven namin yan.
Tapos question ulit. Marunong pa ba kayong mag-high-heeled shoes o puro riding boots sa mga suit nyo?
Oo nga. Masakit sa paa. Parang masakit sa paa si Aris.
Pakita nyo naman mag-high-heeled shoes kayo paminsan-minsan.
Like adventure bike, eh, no?
Si Aris, nagtanong, kasi sa motor niya, nag-high heels yan eh.
Oh, yung Lady Gaga shoes. Lady Gaga
shoes. Yung may platform ba yun?
Ay, kabay yung inches yan, Sir Aris.
Alam mo yung explanation.
Yung explanation.
Pahingin natin kung bakit kailangan nag-platform.
Yeah.
Kulang ba sa ano, kuya? Ay.
Kulang sa... Ah? Kulang sa tulog. Kulang sa tulog.
Kulang sa tulog.
May tanong si Gino. Inday, what was the most important thing you learned sa HPG course?
Sa HPG. Actually, yun ano doon? Discipline. Yung discipline na tapos, doon ko actually nakuha yung bravery ko pagdating sa pagbumotor. Na kapag ka bumaksak kami, walang ka-arte-arte, talon, tayo, angat ang motor, ride ulit. That's where I learned it. Kasi, unlike different, kasi I took the Honda, I took different kinds of training already. Yun iba kasi, like the Honda and other schools, kliyente ang dating mo eh. So parang careful sila magpagalitan ka, mga ganon. Sa HPG, wapakals yun. Lahat kayo pantay-pantay. I didn't even know that beside me was like, ano na, Attorney Magno, assistant MBI director na ngayon. Kasi everyone was parang pantay-pantay kami. Colonel na yung katabi namin, pero hindi namin alam pala, colonel na pala siya. Alam mo yung ganun. So, discipline number one. Tapos yung under pressure, you get to learn under pressure kasi nasisigawan ka. Tapos yun, ano mo. Tapos yun yung pagiging brave mo rin and courageous dun sa pagmumotor. Kasi habang pag nag-iikot-ikot kami, nagdadisigawan kami, baliin mo yan. Mga guys, susundutin pa yung bewa mo para mag-riding formation ka. Pero ano rin din, it works eh. Kasi lahat yung gumagraduate ng Tiger, matatapang sila sa daan. In a discipline way, yeah. Yun iba. Yun iba. Oh, yun. Yun ang natutunan ko lang doon sa HPG din.
Hey guys,
it's different.
Guys, talking about, nabanggit na natin yung HPG. Pinabilib lang, I can't help but, you know, mention this. Pinabilib ako ni Arlene. At the height of the issue dun sa Wangwang, ano to eh, rebel event to na in-invite ako ni Arlene, yun ang tinanong ko not about the event. Because masyado nang maraming nagagalit na motorist. Yung mga graduates ng HPG course gumagamit ng Wangwang. And she was among the few, maybe the first na nakita ko, na na-interview ko, openly calling on their fellow HPG grad training graduates, tigilan nyo na yan. Hindi maganda yan. she was so courageous that time nobody sa mga graduates na magbanggitin yun. Si Arlene said, "Uy, mga kasama ko sa HPG training, tigilan nyo na po yan." Eh anong produkto ng initiative ni Arlene ngayon yun? Bawal na talaga ngayon. So,
yes.
Si Arlene was the first na nagsabi nun, na naaalala ko. And she was very courageous.
I felt people do the HPG because of that privilege na niyayabang sila sa daan. The purpose of HPG for it to be open to civilian was actually to impart the discipline sa road safety. Sa road din. Diba? Hindi, not to take that name and be proud of it and use it against kapwa road user. Yun lang naman din ako. Sa akin, wow. Parang sa akin, nag-aral ka sa HPG, swerte ka kasi you're supposed to be endorsed by somebody there. Eh. Hindi ka basta pwede makakapasok kapag civilian ka. So, para sa akin, you have to be grateful na ikaw nakapasok ka, nakapag-aral ka doon, they imparted their discipline on road safety sa'yo. Huwag naman natin busuhin. Yun lang naman sa akin. Diba? Kaya they do not allow na to wear the stuff eh. Na parang ano, yung mga uniforms and
emblems. I have a question about, ano. So in the Rebels, bawal yung wangwang. Walang nakawangwang doon.
Ah, wala po. Wala po. So, kasi hindi naman, wala naman. Wala sa aming ano eh. Nasa,
naka-GS.
Naka-GS naman, meron. Pero walang wangwang.
Ay, hindi complete yung wangwang.
Oh, wala nga. Walang nakawangwang doon.
So,
kung meron na siguro, hindi namin alam.
Take your banking to the next level with GoTime Bank. Download the app now on Google Play or App Store to go shop, go send, and go save smarter, faster, and safer.
Visit www.gotime.com.ph or go to their official social media pages in the description box below for more details. It's go time.
May tanong si Lana or Iana de Garcia. How does it feel to be part of the Rebels? Zara? And then Inday.
How does it feel to be part of the Rebels? Well, anyway, it's very homey. Alam mo yun? If you're part of a lady group, you have someone to share with a common passion. Which is, bihira mo lang makita yun. Kasi nga, usually, di ba, ang daily basis natin, we go to our businesses, family. Pero in weekends, kapag kasama mo yung Rebels, very homey, pare-pareho kayong isang interest. Alam mo yung kahit anong problema ninyo, pag magkakasama na kayo, you talk about one thing, which is the motorcycle, o kaya paano yung, alam mo yung minsan yung tipong magchichikahan lang kayo, uy, nangangalay ako sa motor ko, yung mga ganon. And you know, kapwa Rebel, yun lang makakaintindi talaga. And of course, we also treasure kasi yung sisterhood. And of course, yung discipline also as riders. Basta we stay on our advocacy and on our, you know, vision as a riders, safety, safe riders. Ano kami, maganda yung community. And we maintain that kind of community sa Rebels. Kaya masaya siya.
Hey, Sara. Yes. Sabihin mo, di ba pwedeng sumama yung mga boyfriend nyo or husband sa rights ng Rebels? Tanong mo, pwede mong sabihin anong ginagawa nila sa ride ng Rebels?
Ah, okay. Kasi in the Rebels kasi, if we have the Rebels, we also have the Rebel crew. Okay? So yun yung tawag namin sa mga asawa, mga jowa, mga boyfriend. And then, nung nagkaroon kami, of course, we all had our proper training, nagkaroon kami ng road captainship. So, if you're a part of the Rebel, automatic na yan. Kapag meron kaming ride, we ride as a group. So, staggered yan. So, ang mga asawa namin, kunyari, kung magkakadiretso kami, ang mga asawa namin, nasa likod yan. Huwag nyo kami pakailaman. Kasi, kumbaga,
yung sagot lang ni Yana or Iana is hindi ba Rebels?
Oh, yeah. Rebels. Tawag yung Rebels and Rebels.
Yeah, yun kasi ang biroan namin. Pero in the end of, ano naman, may meron yung shirt yung mga Rebels crew namin eh. Kasi we recognize them. Kasi eventually, sa riding, yun naman talaga yung first trainer namin eh. If you have a partner or a husband with you, yun talaga yung unang trainer namin. Pero we encourage nga yung mga ladies namin to join the group, tapos to ride with us. Kasi doon nabibuild yung independence ng isang rider.
Yeah.
Lalo na kapag lady rider. Kasi normally, we tend to be dependent eh kung sino yung kasama namin. Pero pagka kasama sa mga rides namin, we instill that confidence dun sa kapwa rider namin. If possible pa nga, may body eh. Para bang, uy sis, dikit ka sa akin. Mga ganun, ako sunod sa'yo. Yung mga ganun sa staggered formation. And then eventually kasi, if you ride and ride as a group, you shadow who you are in front of. Kung sino yung rider na nasa harap mo. Tapos eventually, habang tumatagal, nagiging ganun ka na, nagiging pabilis na pabilis yung speed mo, yung mga ganun. Hindi ka na yung, pasok ka na sa pacing ng ano ng grupo. Yun.
Thank you, Tara.
That's the point kasi of ano eh. We implemented the road captainship dun sa group namin. Kasi before, when we were riding, parang binabantayan ng mga asawa yung mga wife. Witness ako dyan. Kasi nung nag-uumpisa yan lahat, usually I would really be patient with newbies. Na narinig ko na naaway sila ng asawa. So baka mangyari yun sa'yo, Makimoto. Sinisigawa na yung asawa. Push, push, mami, push. Oh, ganyan, ganyan. So ang nangyayari, hindi lang na natututo yung babae. So we really encourage na you join us and ride with us kasi mas nakakahugot sila ng strength kapag kapwa babae ang ka-ride nila. Kasi kami, pag kunyari ako, may ginabayan ako na rider na bago, I will just teach her how to do it but not on a point kasi iba yung patience ng asawa dun sa kapalady rider. So yun, until pero magugulat kayo, dati ayaw nilang iwanan. Ngayon, yung mga babaeng asawa na nangiiwan sa mga asawa din ng lalaki. Ganun na nangyayari ngayon.
Tama. Yeah. Tama.
Kaya dati, yeah, pag nag-ride kami, yun eh. Ako yung nape-pressure eh. Kasi gusto niya mabagal lang eh. So ako, kailangan bagal lang ko rin.
Yes. So, may matyaga kami dyan. Matyaga kami mag-antay kung let's say yung pace na is this much lang muna. We have riders who go buddy with her. So yun yung kagandahan na we ride as a group. At the same time din yung mga asawa dati, takot na iwan sa amin. Ngayon, ginagawa na kami babysitter ng mga lalaki. Iwan ko na yung asawa ko dyan sa inyo, bala na kayo. So ganyan na nangyayari. That's why we instilled talaga the road captainship. We ride as a group because we're moms, we have kids. So we have to be back home and save them. So yun.
Sir, Inday, yung mga husband tsaka boyfriend, pwede magsalita during ride o tahimik lang sila?
Wala. Kasi ano, before kasi I was very strict na now. Kasi when I do the road captain, very strict ako. Kasi ang nangyari sa amin, magkakasama kaming lahat. Kanyari, 10 kaming lady riders. We're trained kasi to do the formation eh. So I'll road captain, then another lady rider will sweep. E yung mga asawa, pakalat-kala. Nandito sa kanan, nandun sa hawa, ang gulo talaga, nasa likod. So ngayon, nag-implement kami na all the crew must be, it's either front or back lang, not on the side. Kasi there was an incident that they were all kalat. Ang nangyari, yung mga ibang riders, sumisingit, ang iniipit yung babae. Kasi natatakot eh. So ngayon, we implemented lahat ng crew, it's either you marshal in front or you marshal at the back. No, wala sa gilid. So, yun yung ano namin yan. Kasi nga, magulo siya eh. But, because of that, na napupuri kami dyan kapag nandiyo kami sa highway, nakikita nila, puro babae, mga buhok, nakalugay-lugay na ganyan. Tapos, ang ayos-ayos namin. So, yun lang din. Tsaka masaya din ang feeling kapag when you ride and together as a group, meron kaming dalawang group eh, yung paspasan tsaka chill rider. Pero naka-formation pa rin yun kahit napaspasan sila sa ride. Meron din naman ako, kunyari newbie ka, dito ka sa group na to. So before we ride out, we do the groupings. Yan, ganyan kami pa organize.
Okay. I have a question. meron akong nakakita na meron kayong in-organize na event. So tell us something about this one.
Yeah, so Women Who Ride. Yeah. Go ahead, Sarah. Sige. Yeah, Women Who Ride.
So that's Women Who Ride. Actually, me and Inday are very passionate about women riders. And noon pa man talaga, nung nasimulan yung idea of Women Who Ride, we have this vision to unite all lady riders in one event. And one event, one ride, basta anything about uniting women, lady riders, regardless of their displacement. So this March 26, we are inviting everyone, all the lady riders. Actually, marami na nagme-message sa akin kung pwede daw sumama yung mga, yung hindi lady rider. Of course.
Yeah.
Of course, lahat. Okay. Lahat pwedeng sumama. We're inviting everyone, mapa-scooter or big bike siya, na sumama dun sa event. 3 o'clock, we'll be having a motorcade. It's parada of all bikes. And then afternoon, 5 p.m. naman sa Harbor Square.
The purpose of this event is actually to unite everyone. So this is regardless of small or big bike ka, pinagpapagsamahin namin lahat-lahat. Kasi we had this before last year, me and Zara and Yana before, had this first test Women Who Ride event. And ang nakita namin, we had like 110 lady riders who attended and plus 200 plus male riders who supported. So dito nakita namin, kung ang mga lalaki, kapag nagtambay sila, wala sila yung mga nandito sila, ipayabangan ng mga motor, rev. Iba sa babae. Chika-chika, naiiwan yung motor doon sa gilid. Tapos lahat, fellowship siya talaga. Kasi that's where we get our inspiration and empowerment with each other. Yung mga small bike, na-inspire sila sa mga babaeng naka-big bike. So that's how this event nito. Itong uniting everyone will be regardless of brand of helmets, brand of bikes. Basta lady rider, sama-sama. Yun yung aming advocacy.
Feeling ko mas marami nag-aaway, hindi big bike, small bike, pero Evo Spider Gilly. Really,
multi-species. Verified ba yan?
This is uniting everyone regardless of brand.
Yan. Malinaw, ha? Uniting everyone.
I would like to add din, the advocacy, our advocacy of me and Ate Arlene in the rider started way back before. So, yun nga, yung first event namin was organized by us. This time around, which is in March 26, we were supported by Motorismo. For everybody's information, Motorismo Philippines is a travel and tour. Kumbaga, you enjoy the Philippines with your two wheels. And then, nakita namin yung camaraderie among women, na which is sinuportahan din ni Motorismo. So, this will be most likely a Women Who Ride Motorismo Grand Tambay. And also, dito sa event din namin na to, we'll be showcasing yung mga lady riders, na inspiring, nag-inspire talaga sa mga kapwa lady rider din, mga adventure riders. Kumbaga, adventure is in our hearts na eh. So, we're very lucky enough that Motorismo gave that opportunity to us kasi nga eventually napagsama-sama namin lahat ito.
If you can expound on Motorismo, because Gino Rufino asked, ano yung bucket list destination ninyo for Motorismo? So are you part of Motorismo also or is it a separate entity?
Yeah, we're partners. We're partners. You're ambassadors din of Motorismo.
So what's the bucket list destination?
Well, actually, it's gonna be next month. Palawan.
Palawan.
Yeah, every month, there's a different loop. Like, tomorrow, Zara and I will be at Mindoro.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So, next month, there's gonna be Palawan. Another month will be Bohol. And iba-iba, iikutin kasi yung buong Pilipinas. It's, you know what? This is so, ito yung combination na maganda. Diba ikaw, you learn how to ride. You watch motor features, so you know now what kind of bike you ride. Now you wanna new places. So there's motorismo showcasing new places you can go to. And at the same time, other than that, kung bago ka lang din, we're in partnership din also with Motorclide, a training school. So parang nagko-complement lahat kasi ng mga nakaka-partner namin ngayon, Motorclide, Motorismo, and now Women Who Ride. So we complement each other. Eh. So you train so that you can ride safely on these tours. So parang ganyan yung complements namin.
The whole ecosystem. Speaking of Motorclide, Mackie, there was something you invited us to, di ba?
Yeah, I think it's the Motorclide Skills Challenge.
Yep.
That would be next.
So we got invited there.
You'll be there.
Oh, yeah. Lalaban si Caroline.
Yeah, we're gonna compete.
Yeah.
I think this is like a parang gymkhana, if I'm correct.
Yeah, gymkhana. It's more of precision riding yun.
Yeah.
It's a very unique thing. Hindi yan about speed, di ba? It's about total control. Tama ba, Sarah, Inday?
Yes.
Maganda to.
Diba, skills before speed. That's tayo. Maganda to. Yeah, papagala po dito. It's gonna be on March 25, a day before then the Women Who Ride. Magkasunod yung mga events din. Hosted by, also partnered with Motorismo din yung event na yun.
Yes. Ah, awesome.
You guys
are to? Liwasang Ulalim at CCP Complex Pasay on March 25.
Yeah.
May word the international yan, ha? I think they're expecting foreigners to join that competition.
Yeah.
Ganda nito. Exactly. Kasi yung first time kong nakita yung ganitong klaseng event is sa KTM.
National. I'm sorry.
National. Ayun, no?
National Motorcycle Skills Riding Competition. Yes. Solid yan. Yung nakita ko before is yung KTM Dukhana. So I think ang dami ding sumali dyan. Si Kaaki was there. Tapos Luzon, Visayas, Mindanao tapos participated. So sana malaki din yung maging event na to. Kasi ganda to eh. Skills eh. Parang ito yung tinuturo din sa HPG, no? Parang parehas.
Yes.
Alam mo, I would suggest sa Motorclide, they come up with that instructors category para malaman natin. Meron?
They will have in the future po. They'll be training coaches also.
Yeah, yeah. Hindi lang yung from Motorclide. From others, riding schools. They can join. Malaman natin kung sino.
Yan
ang maganda.
There's a lot of events coming.
Meron pa isang event. Si kaibigan natin, common friend natin, si Moto Bex or something.
Yes.
Kami event?
Oo nga.
Yeah, yun.
Ano yung pag-gas up
ni Moto Bex?
First big gas up charity by Moto Bex. Sunday, 7 a.m. Moto Vloggers and Partner Clubs. Ayun, no? May tunay na writer. Diba?
May tunay na writer.
Time that Motobex did this, and it's to support yung mga frontline na unsung heroes natin. Yung mga rider and delivery, yung mga angkas, yung mga grab, yung mga lalamu. And I think it's a pretty cool event. And Zara, Inday, you guys helped this before also, right? Grabe, you're everything. Baka you can tell us a bit more about this event as well.
Yeah, yung kay Bex kasi, I don't know, parang na naging tradition na namin. Actually, this is not the first time na ginawa ni Bex. I think second time niya na ginawa to. Parang within the group, naging tradition na namin na if it's our birthday, eventually we want to give back. Parang ganun. So, naging pattern namin is pag-gas. I mean, ako, si Bex, the Rebels, every Christmas, we do that. Si Teki, yun din ang ginagawa. So, parang nagiging, naging tradition na namin na before we think of ourselves as riders, we think first of others. Kasi, nagsimula yan ng pandemic, di ba? Usually, hindi na-appreciate or yung mga frontliners naman natin na riders, talaga, yun talaga ang kailangan natin bigyan ng pansin. So eventually, every birthday namin, yun yung ginagawa. So I'm really happy din na after what happened to Bex, still, tinutuloy pa rin niya yung advocacy niya within with riders. With delivery riders, rather.
Hey, may phone-in question. Tinatanong lang kung si Motobex is a bona fide member na ng The Rebels.
Yes, honorary member. Mas girl by heart pa sa amin yun eh.
O yung wala ko siya.
Ano siya, the group decided to keep him in the Rebels. It's because he contributes so much to us.
Okay.
As kumbaga, talagang he helps a lot sa mga, sa pag-i-inspire, tsaka pag-o-organize sa mga lady riders. At tsaka mas malakas yung tumili kaysa sa amin.
So, pasapos. Ay, nako, sinabi mo pa.
Inakita isis.
Yes. Yeah, yun. So everything that we're doing actually is all in part of our advocacy of, you know, really empowering women. I have a question. Babalik ka rin namin. Naisip ko lang ngayon. Kaya tatanungin namin, di ba? Kasi we all know kami ni Lazara, this is our advocacy, women empowerment. As you guys, ano naman na masasabi nyo na us being that our advocacy, ano ba yan sa inyo? Okay ba sa inyo na ang nagkakaroon ng mga women empowerment sa mga lady riders o does it give something ano sa inyo din? You know?
I'm gonna speak on behalf of Buck and Maggie. I don't know about Aris, no? But all I can say is Buck and I and Maggie, sobrang swerte namin. Because one, ito, asawa niya Harvard graduate. Wala siyang ginagawa. ito, si Maki, alam mo yun, yung wife niya is like a executive in Sun Life ba?
Yeah.
So she is the one who powers his dreams. Right? Ako, my wife, actually maswerte si Bakit si Maki.
Hindi. Inspiration nila.
Totoo yun.
Sila yung inspiration ng mga asawa nila.
Nandun ka sa level na yun.
So all I can say is that all of the things that you're doing for the motorcycle community, we're glad you're doing it. And anything we can do to support you, we will. Because we're lazy.
Really?
So, taga-support lang kami.
Pero nga, we're very, we're thankful naman din kasi lahat din naman ng mga lady riders behind them are really supportive partners and husbands. So, we give credit pa rin naman dyan. Diba? So, yun nga rin. Sir Aris, natahimik ka dyan.
Let's talk,
yeah,
let's
miss.
Let's talk.
Ano ba, happy na? Happy na?
Ganito yung dali. Alam niyo lang, di ba, retired na ako. So, when people ask me, anong pinagagawaan mo ngayon? What do you do for a living? Consistent ako isa lang sagot ko. Sex slave. alam mo naman ang sex slave. They have no right to speak. Speak about anything. So, ko. That's about women empowerment. Kailangan nyo isa tahimik. Pero congratulations. You're doing well. Promoting the independence of the, you know, female sector. At saka alam niyo, what I noticed in my years of riding, advocating riding safety, pag babaeng pinagsalita mo about yun sa safety training, lahat nakikinig. Pag lalaki, walang nakikinig. Hindi ko alam ba't ganun. Kasi very credible kayo when you talk about safety. Bihirang-bihira ako nakakita ng babae na barubal sa kalye. Ang lalaki, ang dami.
No comment.
Di, totoo. No. Maganap ka ng babae na barubal sa kalye. Bilang na bilang.
Ako may nakita na ako. Kasama namin sa Cebu.
Ano pa yung Cebu?
Ah, diba? Yung ano, kung saan umiyak si Johnny Uy.
Oo. First time ko nakakita na lalaki ang umangkas sa babae. Tapos tumitili. Ang tumitili yung lalaki.
Oo.
Bakit mo ito bex yan?
Hindi. Si Johnny Uy yun.
Si Johnny Uy at ako. Oo. Witness tayo dun.
Witness tayo dun.
Oo.
ako sa tingin ko, it doesn't matter kung babae ka o lalaki ka eh. Ang importante dyan, tama ginagawa mo.
Yun.
At tama ang ginagawa mo sa kapwa mo.
Yes. Okay. And kaya, yun naman kami, the ladies are very, you know, thankful then that, you know, guys nowadays are very much open. Na kasi it's a men's world before, di ba? Puro kayo lalaki, nagmumotor na. Now it's evolving na parang ngayon natatanggap na rin ang kapwa lalaki na talaga minsan mas magaling pa yung babae mag-rate kaysa sa lalaki. Walang issue. I mean, that's how we want it to be. Eh. We don't want to be greater than men or greater than anybody else. We just want to, you know, prove. Actually, ang pinakano namin, kaya kami nagra-ride din, we just want to prove to ourselves that we can do something na mahigat din. Parang yung ganun. Kasi bike pala, big bike, ang bigat na. Okay, mag-motor pala. Kaya nga ako nga lagi sinasabi sa mga ibang lady riders and even the vloggers. Ewan ko lang kung may magagalit na naman sa akin ito pag sinabi. you don't need to do anything, other things to do para mapansin ka. The fact that you're a lady rider and you ride a big bike, you're cool already. So you don't need to do any other things. Just mapansin at to be cool. Yun lang yung sa akin. Ayun.
Mapost mo kay Aris, may magagalit sa'yo.
Actually, ano nga din eh. Alam mo, actually, yun yung challenge talaga namin ah. I have to be honest. Mahirap ang ginagawa namin sa totoo lang, uniting all women. Kasi iba-iba yung generation eh na inaano namin. And also, before hindi ako nag-content creator ah, hindi ako gumawa ng public page. So I was a tahimik akong klaseng tao. Pero when I saw the responsibility and also, you know, the urge na we have to voice out as ladies, kasi we have to maintain that credibility as riders as well. Lady riders, respectable lady riders. Kasi, again, it's hard to pull out all the kinds of generation in one event, lalo na yung Unity for Women. And then, ang pinaka-challenge talaga is that you cannot impress everyone. Pero, kahit pa man, you know, with all the chismis and all the things happening, you have to have that smile in your face and then still tuloy pa rin, you have to knight everyone. Kasi, at the end of the day, it's all about putting value dun sa mga lady riders natin.
Yo. Okay, sorry. Going to the chismis. Is it... Kasi, okay. I'm trying to find the right way of saying this. And also see Inday Rider dropped out.
Yeah.
But I guess that my question is, yung mga lalaking rider, sobrang chismoso mga yun.
Oh, may kilala ko ganyan.
Sobra. Alam mo, gumawa pa ng... Diba?
Para lang sa chismis.
Oo nga. Ano sa madod? Ano sa madod?
Kung sobra na yung mga lalaki, are you saying there's a lot of chismis then in the lady rider communities that we don't see?
Well,
and then pwede mo pa i-add si Ari sa mga groups na yan.
I don't know how to say it. Malakas, well, kahit saan naman eh. I mean, kahit hindi riding community, may chismis talaga. And then, I think what you're pointing out is that may difference kasi ang babae sa lalaki eh. You know? When there's a chismis, pag may chismis talaga, ang mga babae medyo sensitive yan. Very emotional. Alam mo yun? So, it's really hard to dealt with that kind of world. You have to balance everything. And then kami mga girls, alam mo katulad yung sinabi ni Ate Arlene, ni Inday Rider kanina, na pag nag-ride, pag nagsasama-sama kami, pag mga lalaki, usually you talk about your bikes eh. Yeah. Pero pag babae, kasi ang lakas-lakas, nagsisigaw, nagsisimisa, nagkatawanan, palakasan ng tawa. Ganun yung ganap. Hindi ako ganun eh. Tahimik ako pag gano'n. Pag na-overwhelm ako, kasi yun nga eh, you put together all empowered women in one place. And that's hard to play with, sa totoo lang. Pero if you have that advocacy by heart, yun yung gusto naming iparating ni Ate Arlene. Na regardless of whatever drama, regardless of whatever man yung personality mo, you have that community you can lean into.
It's a brand new year and we're excited to be back recording in person in a brand new and state-of-the-art Podcast Network Asia Studios.
If you're a podcaster that needs a place to record and be assisted by the best podcast producers, you can book your studio time at
studios.podcastnetwork.asia to get the best podcast experience like us.
Soon, we will also be live streaming and recording our episodes with a live audience so you can interact
with us
and our guests as we record live.
Slots are limited! To get access now, go to pnalive.com and we'll see you in our next recording session.
And also, ano din eh, gusto ko rin na i-voice out ha. Another advocacy, my personal advocacy is that to tackle into the mental health of women. Kasi ang mga babae, maraming nangyayari dyan sa utak yan. Pag umaga, they're all moms, they're all, lahat ng problema sa lo. And then, sometimes hindi na natatanong, are you okay? Are you still okay? And then most of the lady writers kasi kapag ginausap mo, they want to distress. Yeah. Yun lang yun. They want to distress. And then, nakakalimutan natin minsan, tanungin, and then, you know, move a little bit backwards. Kumbaga, kung bakit ka nadidistress. So, yun yung gusto kong iparating na to tackle also yung mental health ng every riders. Na you're here. Kumbaga, sagot kita, sister. Parang ganon. Kung ano man yung problema mo, we have a community who can... you can talk to, you can make chismis to, ganon. Yeah. Yung mga ganon. So, yun lang yung, ano, yun yung advocacy namin talaga.
Yeah. At
Ms. Teki said, pwede sumama si Boss Aris sa chismisan ng Lady Riders. Basta marunong din siya kumembot sa motor. Yun, Aris, may invite ka na, galing kay Ms. Teki.
Ay, nagpa-practice na ako ng ting-ting-tang-tang-ting.
And then nako si Joanne, si Jotan, yes. Si Jotan Lakap.
Yes, Miss Jo. Si Miss Jo.
Ayan, minsan ng wife ko nakikinig, yeah. Lagot ako.
Ah, talaga? Yeah. Talaga.
Si Jo nag-hookup sa atin is it with you guys eh.
Oo.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Thank you. Wala, well, actually, ito talagang riding talaga is a therapy for all women. Sa totoo lang. It's our way of distressing eh. Siyempre, busy-busy sa bahay, busy sa mga anak, busy sa asawa, busy sa trabaho. Women are really born to be multitaskers. And it's only when we ride that we get to focus on ourselves. It's our me time. Kaya, yung kumbaga, this is our way of pagpapahangin sa labas. Yung pagmumotor. So, ano talaga din? As much as possible, actually, sa Rebels, we encourage one another just to have good vibes. Ang sinasabi ko lagi sa group namin na if you have any worries or problems, you don't bring it into the group sa ride. Kasi we want everyone just to feel free and just enjoy. Kasi there's time naman, if you really want to talk to somebody, there's a person naman who can talk to, but not in the group. So we have that parang ruling na when we're in a group, happy lang. Happy kasi lang. It's our way of therapy.
Outlook.
Eh. So kung meron siyang problema, there's always a sister naman who can talk to her personally. Pero as a group, no stress, ay iwan lahat ang problema, enjoy lang na ride. Yun lang yung aming mga nakasanayan namin sa Rebels.
Okay, before I go to Miss Techie's other really funny post comment, and it kind of adds to it. Would you rather ride with your significant others or would you rather ride with the lady riders?
Depende.
Because it's mental health, right? I mean, nakaka-stress ba kung kasama yung mga significant others? And mas masaya kung kayo lang na mga ladies? Or you feel more relaxed?
Depende sa purpose ng ride eh. Di ba marami kasing klaseng ride yan? So eventually, may mga times na gusto mo talaga kasama si partner, of course, lalo na may mga dates. Pero o kaya gusto mo maging OBR lang. Yung mga ganun. Hindi, hindi mo sa mga 50-50. Baka pagkatapos ko nitong DNR, magalit sa akin. Hindi, may mga times. Depende. For me, ah, for me kasi we are, ano talaga kami, buddy rider. So usually, mga night rides namin, we just go on a date, ganon. And then, you know, enjoy the scenery, enjoy, palamig ka lang sa Tagaytay. Pero may mga breakfast rides na you wanna just go with the girls and just, you know, walang sasaway sa'yo kung mabagal ka tumakbo. Walang sasaway sa'yo kung, alam mo, may naguhugot na ako. At Charlie, ikaw na nga sumagot. The less talk, the less mistake.
It depends din sa rider. Kasi, depends sa rider din yung kung... Kasi may iba kasi kami sa grupo na they're riding, sa bonding time nila mag-asawa yon. So, away from the children naman. Kumbaga, time away from the children, bonding nila sa mag-asawa. I think, you should just have to have balance din. Balance na kasama partner, may balance din na kasama din sa friends. Kasi iba naman pag puro babae din. Kumbaga, wala siya masyadong iniisip, inaasikaso, kundi sarili niya. So, parang mga ganon. So, it has to be balanced down then. But, parang sensitive, eh? Baka magka-retire next moto-chismis na.
It's kasi ang ganda ng comment ni Miss Techie. Eh. Sabi niya, lady riders want to ride kasi gusto samahan ang mga asawa sa pagmomotor. Ang mga lalaki nagra-ride para makakataka sa asawa.
Yeah. Actually, madalas yung naiiwan yung mga asawa sa amin eh. Sabi mo, magra-ride sila na sarili nila eh. Usually that happens with the rebels.
I noticed, Arlene, pag minsan may kasama kayong ano, yung Rebels crew. Rebels crew.
Yes.
Tama ba yung pronunciation ko? Rebels crew.
Yeah.
Ano?
Rebels.
Na nasa ano sila, lagi na sa four wheels. Parang bawal sila motor. Anytime naka-coaches sila. I see them naka-coaches sila, di ba? Naka-jersey. Tapos bakit naka- sabi walang dalang helmet, naka-coaches sila. Ano ba yun? Sinasabdo niya yung mga yun?
Hindi naman. Sila naman ang may gusto nun minsan. Minsan kasi yung iba binabantay yung asawa eh. Hindi mo kalambantayan.
Backup rider.
Backup rider.
Palit na no, palit ride.
Oh, speaking of ano, speaking of mga rides nyo na saan yung mga lugar na paborito nyong puntahan? As a group.
As a group.
Ma'am Sarah.
As a group, paboritong puntahan. Well, first and foremost, marami kasing klaseng rider. So, may mga, kami kasi in the group, we define our activities in different level, different category. So, may mga tambikes kami, short ride, long ride. So, it really depends on the rider. Ako, medyo ano ako, short rider ako. Si Inday naman, long rider yan. Parang ganon. Pero, ako as a group, ang pinakagusto ko talaga sa lahat is Batangas area. Kasi, kabisado namin yung, ako, kabisado ko yung S-Lex, patag yung kalsada, maganda yung pagsama-sama namin as a group. Hindi rin masyadong risky. Parang ganon. So, for me, anything that, any venue or any location na kumbaga na ocular na namin before, alam na namin yung, na-recon na namin yung kalsada, it's a good destination for us girls.
Yeah. Yeah, we encourage din kasi, actually, we encourage din sa group yung long rides eh. Why? It is during the long rides that you learn how to yun, endure the yun, pagod na nag-ride ka maghapon, na nagle-level up ang skills. The same with the rebels, we implemented the long ride and the short ride. Kasi kung puro short ride lang, puro highway lang yan, may tindaan, hindi natututo yung rider ng mga iba pang skills. Compared to riding from morning hanggang gabi, kung mga bagyo balikan, mga ganyan. So, it's during those long rides and more saddle time that you get to learn and, you know, upgrade your skills then. Kaya mixture kami. Kapag kaya na nila mag-long ride, may option silang sumama sa mga long ride ng rebels. Pagka gusto lang naman nila, hindi pa sila ready, we don't force them naman kasi. It's voluntary that if they want to join us eh, sa long ride or short ride. Yeah. And siguro pinakamalayo na napuntahan ng rebels would be like, as a group ah, La Union, we have been to La Union. Yes. We naikot na rin namin yung mga Lobol, La Iya. Mostly
bukas
the South.
Mindoro.
Ay, bukas maraming rebels kasama sa Mindoro Lupa. Yes. So we'll yes. they'll have the experience of riding their bike, isasakay sa Roro, o, diba? It's another experience naman.
So, it's yeah, it's no, it's not an adventure. It's not a long ride kung hindi ka nakasakay sa Roro. Speaking of rebels, so you grew from a small group to now 60 yung membership?
Yes. Yes.
How 62. Does one become part of the rebels?
Now, before we were open to everyone, but now we made a new ruling that you're supposed to be parang recommended or referred by a fellow member. Kasi before kasi we just welcome everyone eh. But we had problems of managing the group kasi we don't know exactly the person yung background ng tao. But the group grew in numbers. It's because we welcome anybody, all ages, lahat ng klase ng bike, basta big bike. We concentrated lang muna on big bike as much as we want to open our doors to small bikes. Nga lang kasi yung mga rides na napaplano pang big bike, may highway, mga ganon. But our advocacy in the rebels is we call it PIES, P-I-E-S. Because the group was brought about by our passion for riding. We would want to inspire each other and empower all lady riders. And of course, yung safety portion ng safety pa rin, nandun pa rin sa mga riding namin. Yun yung core values ng rebels. We're growing in number.
It's yes. T-I-P-I.
P-I. P-I.
Oh, P-I-P-S.
Oh my God. Okay.
That's a real... Wait a minute.
Fine.
Pwede na kayo mag-recruit ng mga small bikes. Patawagin yung Reblets.
Reblets.
Ano nga, no? Rebelitas ka, sabi ng iba. Rebelitas. Reblets. Hopefully soon, if we have the resources and also the time, we can
so,
do that.
But the Unity ride is really more than just getting a whole bunch of women riders together. It stands yeah. for real unity, no? About yeah. what women riders stand for, mm-hmm. about supporting each other with mental health issues. And yeah. I won't go into yung disunity ng mga chismis na galing sa mga vloggers that counter to what the rebels stand for. But now I think I'm getting it a lot more, no? Mas naintindihan ko what it's about. It's not just about getting together, showing off your motorcycles. It's about yeah. connecting yeah. And strengthening these bonds between women.
Yes. Yes. Kasi mostly, if you ask any rider, na lady rider na nagra-ride ngayon, most of them are inspired by a fellow lady rider.
Lady rider.
Yeah. So that's where the inspiration and empowerment goes to. Kumbaga, si Zara was inspired by a fellow lady rider. Yung mga OBR dati, okay, mga asawang sumasama lang, umaangkas, now a lady rider. So, yun yung gusto namin mangyari, na set aside mga differences with brands, set aside differences with bikes, mapa-small or big bike, kasi meron mga, yun diba kasi nahihiya pag small bike sila, nahihiya sila lumapit sa mga big bike. So this is the time that we unite everyone because we have something in common. We're all women.
You know what? I this is a light bulb moment for me. my wife, I've been trying to softly. Kasi kung you're married, hindi mo pwede i-push na hard, di ba? To get into riding. Binilin ko siya ng Vespa. I got her a cup. I mean, ang dami kong gear na binili para sa kanya. Daming iba't ibang klaseng motor. And no matter kung gaano ka ano, ng asawa, ng husband, supportive.
Mm-hmm.
It really is like what Zara said, no? You have to see other lady riders to be inspired by it.
Yes. True. That's very
sama ko yung wife ko sa event, ha?
Yes! Kaya nga na-encourage namin, eh. Even nga dito sa event ito, kasama dito mga OBR. Lahat ng mga umaangkas na babae. Kasi eventually, those OBRs, maraming lady riders, OBR lang dati ngayon, talagang they're rider only.
UBR, wala bang UBR?
Marami din. Ayun, naman eh, motochismis na naman tayo eh. UBR eh.
Ano UBR?
Ilan yun?
Unofficial backline. Yes.
Ah, unofficial. Ay, nako.
Yes.
Mostly sa mga small bike yun.
Ay, meron din sa big bike ha. Kasi, ano, ako, wala, ako mismo wala. Nag-order ng cow. Ano, cow seat yun? Ano yung mga in-order para hindi maka-OBR? Cow seat.
Kaya!
Paano nyo, ito, trivia. Paano nyo malalaman kung UBR yung nasa likod?
Tinted
yun. Sobrang akit.
Hindi, no.
Iba niya ka.
Hindi naghuhubad na helmet yun.
Hindi nag-uubad.
Oo, magla-lunch na. Magla-lunch na. Hindi pa rin nag-uubad na yan, Metro.
Aris, ganun doon sa Iron Man, di ba?
All right. Mama,
before we go into a deep dark hole.
Sabi ni Mark Badillo, tinted daw yung helmet.
Before we go down that path, so can you tell us about the event again? When is it? What's happening? And yeah, Inday or Zara?
So this is happening on March 26th. It's a Sunday. 3:30 magsa-start kami sa Shell Ashana. We'll do it as a motorcade to show people around the community na ito nga we're lady riders at marami-rami na rin kami ngayon. And this is produced by Motorismo because we want to, you know, push tourism then with the rides that we do. And of course, in with Motorclide then, we wanna push then safety riding for this kind of event. And what will happen? Alam ni Zara yan. Marami, what will we be expecting during the program other than a motorcade? Zara?
Yeah, the main event will be happening in Harbor Square. We invited a couple of lady riders as well na mag-inspirational talk. And, you know, just to inspire other lady riders. And also, may mga performances din tayo. Meron akong magandang surprise para sa mga lady riders natin. Kaya, abangan nyo yan. Kuya Aris, meron kang imumotok chismis ng araw na yan.
Yan na. Promise yan. Yes.
We finalized it kanina lang before kasi bukas pupunta na kami Mindoro. So, na-finalize ko na yung program and meron akong nilagay na pa-bonus or pa-supresa sa ating mga lady riders. Kasi syempre,
diba?
It's Women's Month. So, I want this to be special for our lady riders. I want them to pamper them, you know, kasi yun talaga naman ang, sila naman talaga ang bida. And of course, meron din tayong mga performances from our vloggers and also we have artists as well. Performance.
Actually, ito, our sponsor then, we got Unilever to sponsor us female products that we will be giving away to all the riders. Diba? Pampam-beauty. And of course, we have other sponsors then na talagang very generous enough to... Actually, this is our second time to do this and this is on a bigger scale ngayon. Kasi last year, nasa Shell lang kami gas station nag-hold ng event na ganito. But this time, it's much bigger. It's gonna be at Harbor Square. At saka, lahat halos inimbita namin. Pati small bike, lahat ng brands, like the Vespa, Royal Alloy, different Ducati Lady Riders, BMW, lahat. Lahat ng mga group din. We're all inviting everyone talaga for Ito yung araw ng mga kababaihan. Just to enjoy and be trust.
Ano? Hey, girls, sino yung ano nyo? Yung guest artist? Kasi ang alam lang namin si Rico J. Parang si Ike.
Di namin alam yan?
Yan, si Ari. Si
Ike. Sino yung Ike? Paano naman? Sino ba to? Folk singer ba to? Or pop singer?
Richard Marx.
He's an R&B hip-hop singer. Oh, di ba? Kaya mga age ng ano. Ano yan? Mga Gen Z ngayon yan.
Yeah. Yes. This is gonna be a mixture of different lady riders, young and not so young.
And also pala, I want to highlight it also. The event is actually powered by Motorismo. So yes. I'm really thankful kay Boss JD for you know believing on us and also pinagsama-sama niya natin ang Lady Rider. And also pwede ko na rin i-thank yung mga sponsors natin for the event.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, so the event is co-presented by Mototech and VS1. Of course, yes. Yours truly, Inday Rider, is also their ambassadress. And also, our major sponsors is Unilever and V-Moto, V-Rubber Philippines. Thank you. And for our minor sponsors, it's Geely and Juan Life Philippines as well. For our supporters, we have Motor Clyde. Motor Clyde will be also there. They'll be performing their usual safety training. And but the safety training lang naman is focus on OBRs. Kasi since I'm sure most of our attendees also are OBRs, so dun tayo magfo-focus on that. And also, I would like to thank Adhahar Dental Cosmetics and yun.
Additional pa, MotoWorld.
Yeah. MotoWorld. Thank you so much, MotoWorld.
Yun, thanks, MotoWorld.
So,
alright, thank you again as we wrap up every show. Like to ask you what your definition of 2-9er rider is. And I'm sure this is going to be a great one. Let's start with Zara Moto. Ano po yung definition nyo ng 2-9er rider?
2-9er rider is regardless of terrain, regardless of weather, regardless kung ano man yung motor na dala mo, if you have the passion and the willingness to ride on your bike, yun ang tingin kong 2-9er rider.
Hey.
Yun. Tama mo yung sagot ko.
Yeah, all-terrain, all-weather rider is a 2-9er.
Yes. Rain or shine, mahirap man. At the end of the day, kahit mahirap yung dinaanan, challenging. At the end of the day, masaya yung isang rider. Kumbaga, mahirap pero masaya. Yan ang lagi ko sinasabi whenever we go on long rides and destinations. Talagang kahit challenging, at the end of the day, kahit mukha na kaming yung hula ko sa itsura namin. Hindi na kami fresh. At the end of the day, it all boils down to our love for riding. So, ang tunay na rider para sa akin talaga. All weather din. Same as Zara. All weather, all sorts of challenges. At the end of the day, nakangiti ang isang tunay na rider.
Yun. I also am blown away by this episode.
Bakit?
Because this is iba talaga yung women riders. Si Gerlin or Laza and si Jotan Lakap nagpadala ng stars sa atin. Para cash money. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yung mga di nagpadala ng stars, hindi kami magka-thank you.
Hindi mo pwede heart lang, ganun.
Ano lang, kay Gerlin at saka kay Jotan lang.
Oh, thank you
thank
so
you.
Much.
Thank you. Para sa inyong dalawa lang yun.
Oh, this show is just for you two.
Well, shout out din kay Girlene at saka kay Jo, ha? Si Girlene is a racetrack rider.
Yes.
Jo is a Boss Ironman. Lady Boss ang tawag namin dyan. Lahat ata ng pwedeng gawin sa buhay, ginawa na ni Jo. Pero again, yun nga, tunay na rider, regardless of whatever challenge meron ka. And whatever man yung disposition mo sa buhay, basta pag nasa motor ka, masaya ka, napuntahan mo yung mga destination mo, then that's it. That's the love for riding.
ang tunay na rider ay namimigay ng stars.
Yun!
Ayaw! May bago na pala.
Pala yun.
Namimigay ng GC na hindi expired.
Parang palang Bitcoin. Parang Bitcoin.
Oh, all right. So again, thank you so much, Zara. And I, Zara, is there anybody you want to thank? Any shout outs before we wrap up?
Again, I would like to thank Motorismo for producing this event. And also, I would like to also take this opportunity pala, no, to invite everyone, big bike riders out there. If you have the passion in riding, especially an adventure, join us in Motorismo Philippines. We have various loops that we organize every month. Depending kung anong gusto mo, kung gusto mo malapit, gusto mo malayo, we have that for you. And for Motorismo kasi, it's all taken care of. We have the coaches, we have the backup cars, we have everything. We have the photo video, gusto mo ng, ano, gusto mo ng magandang picture na, kompleto lahat. So, yun, I just like to take this opportunity that I'm inviting everyone, pwede kayong pumunta sa Facebook page ni Motorismo and just inquire about it.
Yes.
Yun lang.
Mm-hmm. And for me naman, I just want to thank also yung Motorismo and Motorclide for always supporting us. Yung group din namin, shout out to the Rebels who is continuously inspiring all other lady riders out there. And I know we're not, it's not actually the numbers, we're not actually after the numbers, but after the quality of members that we're having in the Rebels. And this Women Who Ride, para sa lahat ng kababaihan dyan, para din to sa lahat ng lady riders na kung wala ka pang kagrupo, ito na yung pagkakataon mo na pumunta dito sa event na to and find your own group that you will belong to. That is the point of this ano, Women Who Ride, is to unite everyone and to feel belong to a group. Yan yung pinaka soul ano namin dyan. And of course, to instill also safety in all our ridings. And of course then, just to empower them, inspire, and be ourselves. Just enjoy life and enjoy riding. So thank you, that's lots of support. And also thank you, Tunay na Rider, for this kind of, you know, you this kind of podcast that you're doing is also a good thing because it's a medium where all the riders can learn, di ba, from experiences. Ito rin katulad namin, nasha-share namin sa mga kababaihan kung ano ba talagang isang lady rider. So thank you, Dan, for having us. It's a great opportunity for us to chika with you guys. And of course, kay Sir Aries, salamat din. Kung wala si Sir
Thank
Aries,
you.
Tahimik ang buhay.
Buhay? Minggo din natin.
Nagiging makulay ni Sir Aries.
Naamang ako nga palagi post ni Kuya eh.
Parang kaunti na lang ng mga post mo, Aries. Sobra ka na maingat.
All right, again, thank you, yes. Indai Rider.
Thank you, Tara Poto,
for everything, not just for being on the show, but for everything you're doing for the community, male, female, and for creating these movements and these events and content that inspire women and connects women and supports women. No? I think that's an incredibly powerful thing to do. Alam mo, kami sa Tunay na Rider, Aris, maybe not Aris, but Mackie, myself, and Buck, kami yung ano eh. We are takot talaga sa mga women in our lives because they are much better looking, much smarter, just generally nicer people than we are. So we're always there to support them and we're very afraid of them.
May self-preservation.
Basta, so thank you.
Basta ako, less talk, less mistake.
All right. See you guys at the event. We will be there. We'll bring our significant others. And
yes, please do.
See you next week, guys. Thursday, 8 p.m. to Niner Rider.
God bless.
Bye.
God bless.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hmm.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.